Indiana Bible College is committed to training tomorrow's apostolic leaders today. This is the Indiana Bible College podcast. We are, of course, releasing the student interview series where you're able to sit down with a current IBC student and hear directly from them about the highs and lows and the changes and growth that they experience while on campus. In our first episode, we talked with senior Alex Perry, and here in the second of a doubleheader podcast kind of day, freshman student Nia Withers from Southern Indiana talks to us about what it was like her first year on campus. However, before we get to Nia's first year on campus, we need to let you know about the Indiana Bible College Worldview Conference. The Worldview Conference is a preparation against the worldviews on college campuses and in culture. The Indiana Bible College Worldview Conference is a set of special virtual lectures for young people wanting to engage their minds and strengthen their understanding of the Christian worldview in order to help them combat and overcome the secular worldview that they will undoubtedly encounter on college campuses and in the world. If this sounds remotely interesting to you, then you need to block out July 30 and 31. But here's the best part. All you have to do is block out the evenings, because this online conference is going to not even require you to attend Indiana Bible College, to travel to Indianapolis, or to otherwise leave the confines of your comfort zone. So, July 30 and 31. Be ready. The Indiana Worldview Conference is coming. However, coming right now is freshman Nia Withers in the second of our student interview series.
We have on the Indiana Bible College podcast today here Nia Withers. Nia, thank you so much for donating some of your time here, a little portion of your life, to the Indiana Bible College. Welcome.
Thank you.
So what we've done with this student series podcast is just sit down with some of our students and ask a few questions. So that's what we're going to do today. And the first question, of course, we have met you. Your name is Nia Withers. And I always like to start off with a really deep question. Where are you from?
Well, I'm originally from Charlotte, North Carolina. And me and my family moved here about maybe 8 years ago. So I live in Indiana now.
Oh, so a good old Hoosier, as they say.
Yeah.
And you've been here, you said 8 years, right?
Yes.
Now, are you north, south, central?
Southern Indiana.
Southern Indiana. Okay. I guess if they would consider, if our listeners would consider you a Hoosier, then they would have to consider me a Hoosier too. Like you, I'm a transplant, but I've been here for 15 years. So I don't know that I like that as much as maybe I should. So what's your major minor at Indiana Bible College?
I am a missiology major with a theology minor.
Okay. Missiology major with that biblical studies, theology blended kind of minor. How far along are you in that program, Nia?
This is the end of my freshman year, so that's pretty exciting.
Very cool. And it has been quite the anomaly of freshman years, has it not?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It has. So, Let me ask this. What was your first impression of Indiana Bible College? What do you first remember? Maybe not about coming, but your first encounter is a better word. What's your first encounter with Indiana Bible College that you can remember?
Well, my first encounter with Indiana Bible College was probably my pastor, because he's an alumni. And so, okay. he would tell me about it and stuff like that. And I actually did not want to go to Indiana Bible College. I was like, I don't want to be there. Well, I had a lot of people that I knew that went to IBC, and I feel that I kind of just let that dictate my idea of what it was. And so I was like, I don't want to go there or whatever. But my pastor really just encouraged me to look more into it. And then we went to Live, and I was like, oh, okay, this is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And so then I met more people that went there, and I felt like, well, not everyone is how the people that I knew went there. And so I guess my idea of IBC was a little bit tainted because of some of the people that I knew. But I feel like that's everywhere. There's always going to be some people.
Yeah, there's that possibility everywhere.
Yeah.
So your first impression of Indiana Bible College was actually not a good one. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
That is really fascinating. And then through a couple of relationships with Pastor IBC Live, did you go to a preview weekend?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So was that the first time you were ever on Indiana Bible College campus?
Yes.
Okay. What was your impression the very first time you walked into Indiana Bible College campus?
I loved it. Like every ounce of it, I loved it. The people were just so loving, and you could tell that they were genuine and that there was a love not only for people, but for God. And you could just feel it. And it was just amazing. I loved the classes and I loved the services, like everything about it. It was just wonderful.
Yes. That's good to hear, because it helped turn the tide of your tainted belief. So then let me ask kind of another follow-up question here. Has Indiana Bible College, at the end of your freshman year, has it lived up to the expectation that maybe a preview weekend set up? Or an Indiana Bible College Live, because those are both really large events, and it's not the day to day. So what is kind of the difference that you see? Did the Indiana Bible College live up to that first impression of a Live and an IBC Connect?
I would say that it definitely does exceed my expectation. Now, it is very different because, like, Live and Connect is all, like, super vamped and super hyped. And so it's not like that all the time, obviously, because people chill them, because I would be exhausted if it was like that all the time. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it's more of a connection, because at those events and stuff, it's kind of like, yeah, this is who we are. But I feel like once you're actually at the school, you get more of a connection with the people, and it's real. You get to be a part of something that's real. And I feel like that's why it surpassed my expectation, because before I would see that and I was like, oh, maybe that's not really how they are all the time, or maybe this is just, you know, the surface. But once you're there all the time, you see, maybe it's not always hyped up all the time, but it's something that's real.
Yeah. So can you, in story form, just give us a quick example of that exceeding of your expectation because of the connection? So where is a point that you can look back over this past 8 months and say, here is a moment where I maybe didn't expect to see a connection, but we did.
Oh man, I feel like there are so many times. For just one example, I remember that one night, kind of like in the dorm rooms, all of the girls were just kind of hanging out, and it was people that I usually don't hang out with on a normal basis, but they all came into the room and we were all just hanging out and talking and stuff. And we just started talking about God and about where we can see ourselves and all these things like that. And just in the dorm room, just connecting with people that I never would have if I weren't at IBC, and like sharing that passion, because the reason that I went to IBC was for a calling. And so I went to public school, so I never really had that time with people of like faith. And so just being able to sit in a room and talk with people that have the same mindset as I do and share our goals and pray with each other and just be in that atmosphere was absolutely just, it touched my heart. And it was just amazing just to be in that environment. And so that's one experience that I've had that really just showed me how real it is.
Yeah. And as you've expressed, one among many.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One among many, for sure. So, well, Naya, thank you so much for sharing. I know that it may have been a little bit intimidating because everyone is always like, oh, IBC is the best. But I love that you were like, I didn't have a very high opinion of people associated with IBC. I think that that's ultra real. And I'm glad that we were able to change your mind. So let me ask one last question, kind of spring this one on you. What do you have by way of advice for the student who maybe was like you last year, 2 years ago? They're wrestling with this decision of, should I attend Indiana Bible College? What piece of advice do you have?
I would say that if you are in the same situation that I was in and you kind of have a tainted view of IBC just because of other people, I would say just pray about it. And if you feel that that's where God is pulling you, if God is pulling you to IBC, then I would say go for it. Because if we allow just what we see and how we feel to dictate where God wants us to be, then will be out of the will of God, because it doesn't always feel like the right thing if we just look with our eyes. And so for me, I was just seeing people that were hypocritical. But God wanted to show me more, but I would have never gotten to that place if I just viewed it with my own eyes. And so if someone is in the same situation as I was in, I would say, pray about it. And if that's where God wants you to go, you know, walk by faith and not by sight.
That's great. Good advice, Naya. Well, thank you so much for taking a little time out of your day and lending your voice to the Indiana Bible College podcast. You have a great day, Naya.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
We need to let you know about the Indiana Bible College Worldview Conference. The Worldview Conference is a preparation against the worldviews on college campuses and in culture. The Indiana Bible College Worldview Conference is a set of special virtual lectures for young people wanting to engage their minds and strengthen their understanding of the Christian worldview in order to help them combat and overcome the secular worldview that they will undoubtedly encounter on college campuses and in the world. If this sounds remotely interesting to you, then you need to block out July 30 and 31. But here's the best part. All you have to do is block out the evenings, because this online conference is going to not even require you to attend Indiana Bible College, to travel to Indianapolis, or to otherwise leave the confines of your comfort zone. So, July 30 and 31.